All right, so what is your favorite line from a TV show or a movie? Sad news to report this morning. Ariel Castro committed suicide. Scheduled to be in prison 1,000 years, was sentenced on August 1st. Passed away September 5th. So he spent 33 days in prison, wow. Committed suicide. Of course, that's the guy that held those poor little girls.
And made one pregnant.
Yeah, multiple time pregnant. A couple time they aborted.
Right.
But Ariel Castro found dead in his cell. And good riddance, we won't miss you. Another bad one bites the dust. Morning, how you doing? Where are you calling from?
The Oil Field.
All right, so famous line from a movie or TV show.
What you talking about, Willis? Yeah.
What you talking about? So, great one, man. Appreciate it. 623-9499. Federal jury has ruled that an employer who used the N-word in an affectionate way towards a black colleague, effectively, they have banned that word from all federal buildings. Even if it's fellow African Americans, that word is banned from federal buildings. So she was awarded $300,000.
Mm.
In a related story, every rap concert in America has been canceled. Can't do it. Reggie Jackson had it right. I read that story the other day about Reggie Jackson, what he said about the N-word. And he said, and basically that's what he said, stop using it. Stop using it. He goes, you know, when somebody walks up to me and says, you know, what's up, my right. N-word? He goes, I look at him and go, shut up.
We'll cover him.
Don't mess with him this month. No, in October, then you can mess with him.
Right.
Yeah, because he is Mr. October. Hey, morning, how you doing? Where are you calling from?
I'm out here for the patch.
All right, so the question of the day, famous line from a TV show or movie?
These snob bays taste like snob bays.
Ugh. And what movie was that from?
That's from Super Troopers.
See, I never... Yes, I do remember that movie. I've watched it a couple times. Not by choice, but I have watched it. So, 623-9499, warm day today. Yesterday, I remember I went, man, this is not that bad out here. Yeah. It was like 90, 89, 90 yesterday. Today, up to about 96, 64 tonight, 95 for your Thursday. Much of the same for Friday. No rain in sight for the entire weekend. Weather being brought to you by All-American Cleaners. Tell you what, loyal customers won't go anywhere else. Artesia, Carlsbad, Roswell, see them today. My Cleaner. All American Cleaners, make sure and talk to them about their, of course, their delivery service. 5-day forecast, go to KBIMradio.com.
Denver City now checks in at 65, clear skies out there. Clarkgrove under clear skies and 49. Tatum is 65 and 66 and clear here at the Country Giant.
Famous lines from movies or TV shows. Morning, where are you calling from?
Carlsbad.
All right, go ahead.
Say hello to my little friend.
Say hello to my little friend. I love that movie. I watch that movie several times. I mean, at least once a year I go back and watch that movie. So, say hello to my little friend. Hey, appreciate you, man.
Yes, sir.
Have a great day.
Oh, what's her name was in that movie, right?
What's her name? Yeah, what's her name?
Oh, forgot her name. Come on.
You know, her brother, Doohickey. Yeah.
What's her name?
I have no idea who you're talking about.
The actress.
You know, what's her name? Yeah.
I'll Google it.
You know why you're not married?
Aye.
Because you called her what's her name? What's your name?
Ain't Penelope, is it? That ain't Penelope.
No.
Now you can't even think about it. Think of it.
Because I didn't bring it up. You know, what's her name? She's really cool. She's really, really hot. What's her name? She played the sister?
No, the blonde.
Blonde.
Remember?
You just said Penelope. Penelope Cruz, is she blonde?
Oh, I didn't mean that Penelope.
What Penelope are you talking about?
The other Penelope.
What other Penelope?
Well, there's only one Penelope besides that Penelope.
I'm going to get you checked from the head up, from the neck up. Hey, morning, how you doing? Where are you calling from?
Daines County.
What's going on?
Kiss my grits.
Okay, yeah, that's a great one. You know what?
I love
that. And you could still use that today. You know?
Yeah.
The other one I love, I just go, bless his heart. Bless his heart. I want to say that to Tom this morning. Bless his heart.
I love the smell of boobies in the morning.
Just when you thought we'd gone too far, we're just getting started. You're listening to B and the Breakfast Club on 94.9 The Country Giant.
This is a smart boy.
Call B and the Breakfast Club now at 575-623-9499.
It sucks.
All right, weather for the day, calling for a high getting up to about 96, 64 tonight. Should get up to about 95 tomorrow. Weather brought to you by Castle Rentals. Go by and see the ladies in there. Big screen TVs for football, appliances, barbecue, electronics. They've got it all rent to own. Also buy it. Talk to them about the 90-day payment plan. Castle Rentals, 2616. Westmade Artesia, 5-day forecast. Go to KVIMradio.com.
Artesia, 66. Clear skies out there. Carlsbad checks in at 69. Hobbs, 67. 66, clear here at the Country.
All right, question of the day this morning. What is your favorite line from any TV show or movie? 623-9499. I'm getting ready to call that Cable One input line this morning, 578-0890. I'm going to call and give a shout-out to my favorite football players.
There you go.
You can do that, too. Give a shout-out to your favorite football players. The Boys of Fall hotline this morning, 575-578-0890. Call it this morning. Leave a message on there. We'll clean it out, and we'll start playing them back because it's what we do. I think this is like the third or fourth, it's got to go back 4 years, I would think, that we've been doing this.
It's a lot of fun.
So it's great to hear from people, too. Hey, morning, how you doing? Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Artesia.
All right, famous line, your favorite line from a movie or TV show?
I'll be your Huckleberry.
I'll be your Huckleberry. I love that one, too.
What movie was that?
Tombstone.
Oh, okay. And you know, that's it.
Was Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah. Scarface. Yes, exactly. Scarface.
No, Penelope Ann Miller.
Penelope Ann Miller. Never heard of her. Yeah.
No, Penelope Ann Miller was the sister, was the dark-headed one.
Right.
No, that was Maria Mascherano.
What type?
I guarantee you the blonde-headed, blue-eyed
one. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Tom's wrong.
Michelle Pfeiffer was Tony's interest in the movie, Scarface.
Right, right. Yeah.
His wife.
Right.
Right. And that who you were talking about?
Right.
Tom is all jacked up, brother.
Penelope Ann Miller, though, was a different
person. I learned my lesson yesterday. Don't try and correct Tom because he never admitted
it. No, he'll never admit it. Hey, let's see if we can clear. What kind of gun at the end of the movie was Tony shooting?
He was shooting.
Was who shooting?
Tony was shooting a rifle at the end of the movie. Tom, what caliber rifle was that?
He was shooting semi-automatic.
What kind of rifle? What caliber?
One that shoots bullets.
Yeah. Yes, one that shoots bullets. No, it was a cap gun. Yeah. Say hello to my little cap gun. Thank you, man. Have a good one.
What was it, Smarty Pants?
He had a 50 caliber.
That's what it was.
I think. I have to go back and look at it again. Somebody can correct me on that.
Jason Smith says on Facebook, favorite movie line, yo, Adrian.
Adrian!
Terry says, you tell them hell's coming and I'm coming with them. And Jerry Ramirez says, I love you, Jenny. Forrest Gump.
Hey, morning. How you doing? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Carlsbad, New Mexico.
All right.
And my favorite line is from Zombieland. Thank God for rednecks.
Thank God for rednecks.
What movie was that one?
God bless America. What movie was that from?
That was from Zombieland.
Zombieland. Oh. You know, if you got zombies attacking you, you know who I want to be with? A bunch of rednecks, because you know they got guns. No doubt.
Exactly why I thank God for them.
Take it easy. Have a good one. All right, Katie Couric, guess what? She found love again. Her husband died.
Right.
And 56-year-old TV host's boyfriend of 2 years, John Moyer, has put a ring on the finger.
Good. Right.
Her husband, Jay, passed away from colon cancer. And they've been seeing each other for a couple years. They're in love, and let it be. Katie Couric is engaged.
Now, she had another boyfriend before this one.
Well, 98, yeah, she had a couple boyfriends. I mean, it's been a long time since her husband passed. All right, Fitness Magazine says 62% of female runners say that jogging with their significant other leads to more sex.
Really? Okay, gotta do some more jogging then.
Hey, morning, how you doing? Where are you calling from?
Calling from Norfolk.
What's going on?
Very little.
Very little. I thought you guys were busting it out there.
Taking it easy, right?
I hear you. I get it while you can. All right, famous line from the movie.
I'm your Huckleberry.
I'm your Huckleberry. Mm-hmm. From Tombstone.
Yes, right.
Hey, appreciate you, man.
Have a
good one. 623-9499 is that number, 623-9499. It sucks getting old. I was going to tell you something, and then I forgot. Oh, I forgot about that. Morning, how you doing? Where are you calling from?
Arcesia.
What's going on?
Oh, not much, man. How y'all doing this morning?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good.
Good. I got one from a movie.
All right, go ahead.
You going to throw down, or you just going to stand there and bleed?
Hey, what movie is that from?
Tombstone. That's where Wyatt Earp stood up and got that poker table from that dude. Slapped him in the face.
You going to stand there?
I think that was Billy Bob Thornton that he was hitting, remember?
I'm going to have to go back and watch that movie. Man, my memory is not the good the way it used to be. That's for darn sure.
All right, what about, how about this? I call it a Kaiser blade. Some people call it a sling blade. But I call it a Kaiser blade.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I watched that. I watched that the other day. Mm-hmm.
Billy Bob.
Mm-hmm. You know what? That guy.
I got to kill nobody.
Mm-hmm.
I like the way you talk.
I wanted to go get that the lawnmower blade and put it up on Tom's head this morning after he ticked me off. So.
Hey, y'all.
What are you talking about?
You ought to hang it up for a sign of motivation.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, appreciate you, bro. Take it easy.
You too, man. Bye.
All right. UCLA undergraduate students of government unanimously voted to a resolution to condemn the word illegal immigrant as racially derogatory.
So,
by the way, they voted. They voted, and the final vote was 0 nays. And 24 C's.
Oh, really?
C. So, look, that is not, I mean, you know, illegal immigrant, is that really a derogatory?
I think the politically term now is
undocumented residents. Well, they're not really residents.
But they reside here. That's the technical term.
I guess. All right, yesterday, Kodak finally emerged from bankruptcy after 20 months of reorganization. They knew they were in trouble the minute someone invented a way to take naked pictures of themselves without taking them down to Walmart. They knew they were in trouble. That cell phone has done more for the photo industry. Unfortunately, Kodak couldn't find a way to make money off of it. All right, stupid news is on the way. Be in the Breakfast Club, 7:25. All right, thought for the day this morning is a penny saved is a government oversight. Mm-hmm. It's my thought for the day this morning for me. CBS and Time Warner finally came to an agreement. So now CBS will be back on Time Warner.
Right.
They had taken all the CBS shows off. By the way, a brand new TV show called How I Met My Dish Guy. This is pretty good. Burger King introducing French fried burgers. French fried burgers? A hamburger with fries built into the burger.
Gee, what a great idea.
Yeah, can't we just take it and put it? Yeah. No need to waste valuable, valuable calories. No way, man. Not in separate packaging. We're just going to go ahead and do it all in the same thing. Hey, morning, how you doing? Where are you calling from?
Hello, Seth.
What's going on in Carlsbad?
Oh, you know, just sitting in the car like I am every morning.
Well,
okay.
I hear you. So, favorite line from a TV show or movie?
And frankly, my dear, I just don't give a damn.
Oh, that's a classic. That's a great one. Here's a saying from my favorite movie.
Okay.
That boy ain't right in the head. That boy ain't right in the head. Let's get updated with all the news. Tom A. is in.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, September the 4th. Roswell police are investigating the suspicious death of a 32-year-old man who apparently died on Saturday. According to RPD spokesperson Sabrina Morales,